And on the KSRO live line with us, as promised, it is Dr. Dave McEwen from Sonoma State University. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
We are well here in the studio and awaiting the remarks from Senator Franken. He has arrived at the building, and when we see that he is about ready to speak, we'll go to that live. I hope you'll bear with us for that.
Sure, certainly.
Okay. In the meantime, wouldn't it shock everybody if he said, "I'm not resigning"?
Yeah, I think actually that would be the big news is if he.
Yes,
says,
it would.
No, that he's. Yeah, that would be huge. He's not. He's got to resign if Democrats want to have the moral agenda, the moral authority to run on behalf of women in 2018. Al Franken will have to be out of the Senate for that to be successful.
Yes, because it is my understanding that the Democrats will probably, certainly it will be more than an asterisk when it comes to 2018 elections by pointing their fingers at Republicans and saying, yeah, but they backed Roy Moore, so you don't want to vote for them. Yes?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if Roy Moore is likely to win the Alabama Senate race, then Democrats are going to want to point to that early and often, and for any other candidates that might come up during primary season. In order for that to be successful, they're going to have to clear their own house. You saw that already with John Conyers on Tuesday earlier this week, and certainly Al Franken, it would be shocking if he announced that he was not going to resign. The pressure is unbearable for him. He has to leave the Senate.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And it sounds like really what broke the camel's back was all of the congressional and Senate leaders, all the women getting together yesterday and saying, yep, you got to go.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Al Franken was a dark horse candidate for the Democrats. Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democratic senator from New York, coming out and asking publicly for the first one to really nudge him along.
Okay, hang on, Dave. We're going to go to Senator Al Franken on the Senate floor. Here we go.
In the history of this country, we were finally beginning to listen to women about the ways in which men's actions affect them. Long overdue. I was excited for that conversation and hopeful that it would result in real change that made life better for women all across the country and in every part of our society. Then the conversation turned to me. Over the last few weeks, a number of women have come forward to talk about how they felt my actions had affected them. I was shocked. I was upset. But in responding to the names, I also wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation, because all women deserve to be heard and their experiences taken seriously. I think that was the right thing to do. I also think it gave some people the false impression that I was admitting to doing things that, in fact, I haven't done. Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently. I said at the outset that the Ethics Committee was the right venue for these allegations to be heard and investigated and evaluated on their merits, that I was prepared to cooperate fully, and that I was confident in the outcome. You know, an important part of the conversation we've been having the last few months has been about how men abuse their power and privilege to hurt women. I am proud that during my time in the Senate, I have used my power to be a champion of women, and that I have earned a reputation as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day. I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am. Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party. But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota. And it's become clear that I can't both pursue the Ethics Committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator for them.
All right, that is Senator Al Franken making the expected decision that he will resign. And it's 8:54 at KSRO. Pat Kerrigan here and Dave McEwen on the live line with us. And Dave, is it a surprise to you that he said he'll resign in the coming weeks?
No, I don't think so. This gives the Democratic governor of Minnesota an opportunity to look at a couple of different candidates to replace Al Franken, and that's an important development as well. And so that's, I think, why you have over the next couple of weeks. Also, you have a shutdown looming. There's a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C., where Franken can have some lasting influence, even though he'll be gone by the beginning of the year.
That's a very good point. I think there has been some discussion about possibly the lieutenant governor taking his place until such time as the election comes up sometime next year.
Right. You have the lieutenant governor and the AG of Minnesota, both of whom are women, who would be interesting contrasting appointments. And that gives Democrats some push. They're not on favorable territory next year. They're defending 25 of 33 seats. It's likely that Democrats would lose seats in the U.S. Senate. And there's a kind of any hope of getting some momentum on the U.S. House side, certainly moving Franken out and John Conyers earlier this week. Those are important moments for the Democrats if they're going to move forward and battle on behalf of women.
And some people say, Dave, well, maybe Al Franken could, take a back seat, get out of the Senate and wait a couple of years and try again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that Minnesota's had an interesting political legacy. The Democratic Party there has been strong. It's the DFL, the Democratic Farm Labor Party. You had Paul Wellstone, who was a liberal champion. One reason that Franken is in the Senate was Wellstone's untimely death a few years ago. And so Minnesota will always play an important role in Democratic liberal politics. As Bernie Sanders begins to battle towards 2020, Minnesota and people like Al Franken could play a back channel role, an important role kind of behind the scenes. And maybe they return to the limelight. It depends where our politics will be at that time and obviously where we're at in terms of how we're treating women and dealing with the whole harassment issue itself.
And do you have a prognostication, Dave, with regard to what will happen next Tuesday, December the 12th, with regard to Roy Moore?
Look, it's really hard for Democrats to win in Alabama. The Democrat has not won statewide office since 2008. Democrats haven't won the U.S. Senate seat there since 1992. It's very difficult. It's a very red state. It has twice as many evangelical GOP voters as the national average, and all the Democrats tend to be siloed in certain areas. As a result, it would be a real shock if Roy Moore lost that race. And obviously, with the RNC going back in, and with Trump, with the President Trump going back and endorsing him, those are all important factors for what is a pretty conservative electorate, which exists in most of the state of Alabama.
And on the opposite side of that coin, it certainly seems like the Democrats are positioning themselves to be the moral compass here and to say, yeah, we have our own culprits, and what happens then is we get them out.
Yeah, and then Republicans have played this a different way announcements that have happened with folks in Texas, with Congress members there. They've kind of played everything on the quiet and kept everything on the QT. And they've taken a different route. And by doing that, that provides Democrats an important contrast if they're able to clear house. But Democrats have problems in Sacramento. There will be more problems and announcements going on there. So Democratic leaders, people like Nancy Pelosi and Speaker Anthony Rendon, these are going to be really important players for clearing out their own caucuses if they're going to try to have the moral authority to win win back influence in 2018.
Well, we're about to turn the page on 2017, and now another senator has fallen. Dave, thanks so much for being here this morning and bearing with us through the Al Franken statement this morning. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Pat. It's always a pleasure.
All right. That is a political science professor, Dave McEwen, Dr. Dave McEwen from Sonoma State University. Always has a good handle on political and how it's going to go.